Good morning, and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. We've come now to day 164, which brings us to Leviticus 16, which is actually a very, very centrally important chapter in Leviticus. This is the high holy day in the Jewish Levitical system of worship, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. Jewish people still recognize and celebrate this today. And so this is a very important chapter for us. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we dig into this chapter together. Father, thank you for your word and for the privilege it is to be in your word day by day. We pray that you would write your word on our hearts and that you would show us Christ through this description of the Day of Atonement. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Leviticus chapter 16. The Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they drew near to the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat that is on the ark, so that he may not die. For I will appear in the cloud over the mercy seat, but in this way Aaron shall come into the holy place with a bull from the herd for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat and shall have the linen undergarment on his body, and he shall tie the linen sash around his waist and wear the linen turban. These are the holy garments. He shall bathe his body in water and then put them on, and he shall take from the congregation of the people of Israel two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering for himself and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. Then he shall take the two goats and set them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and Aaron shall cast lots over the goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel. And Aaron shall present the goat on which the lot fell for the Lord and use it as a sin offering, but the lot that fell for Azazel shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement over it, that it may be sent away into the wilderness to Azazel. Aaron shall present the bull as a sin offering for himself and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall kill the bull as a sin offering for himself, and he shall take a censer full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord and two handfuls of sweet incense beaten small, and he shall bring it inside the veil and put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is over the testimony, so that he does not die. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat on the east side, and in front of the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the veil, to do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it over the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. Thus he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the people of Israel and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting which dwells with them in the midst of their uncleanness. No one may be in the tent of meeting from the time he enters to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out and has made atonement for himself and for his house and for all the assembly of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around, and he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times and cleanse it and consecrate it from its uncleanness, from the uncleanness of the people of Israel. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall present the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel and all their transgressions, all their sins, and he shall put them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is in readiness. The goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tent of meeting and shall take off the linen garments that he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall bathe his body in water in a holy place, and put on his garments, and come out, and offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar. And he who lets the goat go to Azazel shall wash his clothes, and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. And the bull for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp. Their skin and their flesh and their dung shall be burned up with fire. And he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. And it shall be a statute to you forever, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict yourselves and do no work, either the native or the stranger who sojourns among you, for on this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you. You shall be clean before the Lord from all your sins. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest to you, and you shall afflict yourselves. It is a statute forever. And the priest who is anointed and consecrated as priest in his father's place shall make atonement, wearing the holy linen garments. He shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tent of meeting and for the altar, and he shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. And this shall be a statute forever for you, that atonement may be made for the people of Israel once in the year because of all their sins. And Aaron did as the Lord commanded Moses. So this is Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement. Now it appears that the Day of Atonement was occasioned by the death of Nadab and Abihu, who offered up the unauthorized incense before the Lord. And the Lord is now setting some stricter restrictions on access before his presence. The Ark of the Covenant, which is inside the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, has the mercy seat over top, the overstretched wings of the cherubim, the mercy seat over top of the Ark of the Covenant. In the Ark of the Covenant are the Ten Commandments written by the finger of God. This is the footstool of the Lord. It's where the feet of God, whose throne is in heaven, touches the earth, and where God's people can come and plead. As you would come before a ruler, you would throw yourself at his feet and plead for mercy. And I think of the beautiful picture of the woman who comes to Jesus in the Gospels and who throws herself at his feet and who washes his feet with her tears and dries them with her hair and anoints them with perfume. This is this picture of what it is to come into the most holy place, the mercy seat, the feet of God, the feet of the holy, holy, holy King who reigns in heaven, whose throne is in the heaven, and who does whatever he pleases. That's why there's no statue of God, because you can't reduce God. His throne is in the heavens, and he rules over all things, and he is beyond being reduced to an image or a statue. And this is just the footstool for his feet, where he meets with his people, and he extends mercy. And so this Day of Atonement is the one day in the year when one high priest would be allowed to have admission before the mercy seat, and he had to come with blood. Now, there's a lot happening on this day that's really important. There's the blood of the bull, which is the sin offering for Aaron, for the high priest, for the high priesthood. And then there's the offering of the goat, which is the blood offering for the sin of the people. And there's atonement that's made of the mercy seat and of all of the holy place and of the tabernacle itself. And then there's a second goat, the Azazel goat. Azazel is a compound word that literally means a goat going away, or the traditional way to say this is the scapegoat. So some translations you'll see will actually translate Azazel into the scapegoat. So that goat has the sin of the people confessed over its head, and it's driven out away from the camp. So what is happening here? Well, what's happening here is God is giving us, I think, the best picture of what Christ accomplishes in his atonement work for us on the cross, and how he fulfills this law in his own atonement. Jesus makes atonement for our sin. Sin estranges us from God. It separates us from God. It denies us access to his mercy and grace because his justice must punish sin. And our sin makes us vile, unclean, guilty, polluted, offensive, foul before the eyes of God. And so atonement must be made. Now, Aaron and every high priest after Aaron within his line, they were sinners too. And so they needed atonement made for them. They were unclean. Jesus, however, is the perfect great high priest who doesn't need to make atonement for himself because he is without sin. So the first thing that Aaron has to do is bring in the atonement for himself and for the priesthood. And notice he sprinkles the blood on the mercy seat and on the things of the tabernacle because what this aspect of atonement is that atonement appeases God's wrath. And we call that propitiation. Romans 3 tells us that God put forth his son as a propitiation by his blood. To propitiate means to make satisfaction for justly deserved wrath. So God's wrath is against our sin, and the blood propitiates God's wrath by having a substitute take our sin on himself instead. But Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 10, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. In fact, let's go ahead and look at Hebrews 10, because Hebrews 10 is really the New Testament commentary on the Day of Atonement. Hebrews 10 says, since the law is but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, and that phrase every year lets us know we're talking about the Day of Atonement here, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in these sacrifices, in these Day of Atonement sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. That's another clue that we're talking about the Day of Atonement. The bull is the offering for the priest's sins. The goat is the offering for the people's sins. They can't take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. When he said, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law. Then he added, behold, I've come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, the will of the Lord Jesus Christ in coming to be our Savior, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. So we see here that this Day of Atonement is incomplete. It's inadequate. It cannot do what it is picturing. Otherwise, it wouldn't need to be repeated every year. But Christ has offered himself once for all. Hebrews 10, verse 10, once for all. Verse 12, by a single sacrifice for sins. And verse 14, by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. So getting back to Leviticus 16, we see that this is ultimately going to be fulfilled in Christ. But again, what is happening here? There is atonement being made in two directions. Toward God, propitiation of his wrath. And then the Azazel goat, or the scapegoat, is the idea of the sins of the people have to be removed from them. And so they put their hands on the head of the scapegoat, And that scapegoat is sent out into the wilderness, bearing the sin far away. Verse 22, the goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness. So in atonement, two things happen, something for God and something for us. For God, wrath is appeased. We call that propitiation. For us, our sins are removed as far as the east from the west. We call that expiation. It's the removal, the cleansing, the covering of our sin. And Jesus ultimately accomplishes both of these things on the cross. He died for God as an offering and a sacrifice. He died for us in love to forgive us of all of our sins. So if you belong to Jesus Christ, you need to see in the Day of Atonement a picture of the work that your Savior did for you once for all. And you need to know and believe and rest in the truth that all of your sins have been forgiven. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 10:14 says, by a single sacrifice, you have been perfected for all time if you are being sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ, which means you no longer have any sin against you. The guilt, the shame, the fear of punishment, the fear of condemnation, that has all been removed by Jesus because he has finished the work. He has paid for all of our sins with his precious blood. He has set us free from the condemnation of the law, and we are perfected forever in the sight of God, even as we are being sanctified in this world. We don't do the Day of Atonement anymore because the atonement has already been made by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what glorious, wonderful gift of perfect sacrifice and love. Full atonement. Can it be? Hallelujah. What a Savior. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, that is day number 164, Leviticus 16. Tomorrow, we're going to be jumping over to the Psalms a bit, looking at Psalms 27, 28, and 29. Psalm 27 is one of my favorites. 28 and 29 are great as well. Hope you can join us for that. Have a blessed day in the Lord.